Hey, what's up, people? Welcome to another episode of Framed! Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. You were not dreaming, you were live, and you were not dreaming. This is real. You were actually listening to Framed. Cue that intro.
If you're listening to this, you have been framed. And they stay there!
So officially, I'd like to welcome you to our very first episode of the new year, 2021. Interesting year. I mean, we haven't done much, but yeah, interesting year. I'm hoping for the best, hoping for good quality content this year. I mean, I hope you're doing great. Hope you're having a wonderful year so far. January has literally ended. We took an entire month off podcasting to just focus on ourselves and our personal businesses. I, for one, I'm still in college, so and Francis is how do I say this? Yeah, he deals in Bitcoin. Francis, is that true? He doesn't want to talk about it. So yes, Francis deals in Bitcoin, so you can ask him about anything. I mean, I think he's planning on getting his own coin or something. Anyways, yes, this year we're talking about resolutions. This episode is about resolutions. I don't mean 1080p by whatever. I mean New Year's resolutions. And of course, New Year's resolutions is something that not a lot of people actually are able to follow through them throughout the year. Like they take one decision, one step, maybe go about it like for like a couple of weeks and then they just give up. Well, I'm here to show you the way. Yeah, I'm here to show you the way. I'm here to give you a few tips on how to actually manage your things and how to actually follow through in your New Year's resolution. So without further much talking or further much ado, I don't know how that is set. Yes, leave a comment if you actually know which one comes before the other. So yeah, without further much talking or further much ado, I would like to thank all those people. Why do I keep saying all those people? I mean, I personally know some of you, and some of you are still distant. So thank you, everybody that's been listening to us so far. I mean, this year we promise for solid content. And one more thing, also our podcast, you know what, I'm just going to talk about that at the end of the episode. I'm not going to give you some high hopes yet. So stick around, and if you're new here, kindly subscribe and leave us a review. If you haven't already and you're still following us, please let us know what you think by leaving a comment in the review section if you can. I think that's available for Apple Podcasts. So do that, and we'd gladly read those reviews. Also, I have a couple of reviews that I'm going to read at the end of the episode, so I might as well do that. Fine, kind of remind us, okay? All right, excellent. All right, so I'll see you at the end of the episode. Do enjoy. We all want to grow, want to get better, smarter, stronger, more powerful, like Thanos. Think of a New Year's resolution as a slice of pizza or grilled steak. Looks good, doesn't it? Almost feel like you can taste it. Now, what do these two foods have in common? Exactly. They were placed on the fire to cook. The pressure of heat. It's hard to not fold under pressure to say, you know what, fuck this, I'll do it next month. And then the cycle of procrastination rides in. See what I did there? Cycle, right? Never mind. Someone might say, staying positive and positive thinking yields results when it comes to resolutions. Well, listen up, positivity, Jon Snow. Positive thinking isn't going to be enough to actualize these resolutions. Recently, I read an article by a professor in the New York University, Gabrielle Oettinger. Probably pronouncing it wrong, but forgive me. The author of Rethinking Positive Thinking. Very self-explanatory. She said the exact same thing. In fact, positive thinking might just be the one thing holding you back. Stay with me here. I'm getting somewhere with this. Inasmuch as positive thinking is good, it's got some negative effects. Ooh, Joy sounds like a sensei. Listen to my words, my son, and find the emerald of the golden white Shaolin dragon. Sorry. Dr. Gabrielle said in her study that the more positively people fantasize and daydream about their future success, the less well they do in terms of having actual success. Basically, you jinx yourself with your thoughts. That's some serious voodoo shit right there. They already experienced it positively in their minds, and then they relax. These positive fantasies are helpful for exploring different possibilities of the future, but they are a hardship when it comes to actually putting in the work, the effort, and the energy that wish fulfillment actually needs. They sap energy. It's like being in the gym and you really want to try this new workout. You've been thinking about it for an entire week. Then you actually get on the floor to do it. But you can't. Your muscles are like, huh, you think we're stupid? Get your ass out of here, boy. Ain't nobody getting no damn Terminator. Yeah. So with that Terminator analogy, some things are just outrageous. Outright unrealistic. Like some of our resolutions. Which then makes it easy to think about doing them than actually doing them. So, frantically, a more potent technique would be positive but realistic thinking. Yes, imagine the goal or positive fantasy, but then look at what obstacles are in the way and how to get over them. How do I do that? You've ruined positive thinking for me. I'll never think positive about positively in a positive way again. Well, say that backwards. Let me hear that. I'll leave you with a solution. Then we pick up from there in another episode. Dr. Gabrielle came up with a technique called the whoop technique. Whoop, disco. Oh, whoop, disco. Never mind. It's an acronym for Wish, Outcome, Obstacle, Plan, Whoop. Wish, Outcome, Obstacle, Plan, Whoop. I'll speak more on that on another episode. For now, it's time for the next segment of the show. So, thank you so much for listening to that short piece. I'll be breaking more of that down in another episode. We'll break down the whoop technique and how to actually go about realizing these resolutions. But that's all for now in this episode. So, I'm going to read a couple of feedbacks I've gotten from surveys I've made. So, here goes. So, our very first feedback is from, I think, last year. Yes. I had them saved up somewhere. So, let's just read those. Our very first feedback is, I have them written somewhere. Okay, got it. So, our very first feedback is from Ella Panford, Emanuela Panford. I would just prefer to pronounce it Ella Panford. Sounds better. And she says, I finally listened to your recent podcast and it's amazing. I love it. And I love how soothing your voice is. Thank you. And I'm going to binge all of them because I really need it. Laughing my ass off, my personal lullaby. And in all, it's really amazing. Good job. Thank you so much, Ella Panford. Thank you so much. The next person is Cecil Jejong. Cecil is a personal friend of mine. Yes, and his... That's a personal friend. Yes, he's a friend of mine. And his comment was, the podcast sweet roll. Big ups, big ups. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And the final person, Julius. And he says, I love your podcast. I enjoyed your topic, minimalism. Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to that. We'll be doing more minimalism this year because I mean it's really neat. It's really needful. Yes, needful for most of you guys and for myself, of course. I mean, as I talk, I also learn from myself and learn from some of you who actually give me feedback and ask questions. That way we can all grow. So yes, thank you very much, Julius, for that wonderful comment. Finally, we have Yusif Shady. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name right, Yusif Shady. And his comment was, thank you for the motivational messages. A friend recommended your podcast and I'm already a big fan. Well, thank you so much. And thank you, friend, for recommending. Your podcast is very impacting and satisfying. Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for creating amazing content. Well, we try. Thank you, Yusif. Thank you so much for that. And I think that is all for today's shout out segment. Thank you guys so much for leaving those. If I missed anybody, I'll do well to read that on the next episode. But for now, I think that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're new here, kindly subscribe. Don't forget to leave us a review or a comment if you can. Our podcast is currently available on all podcast listening platforms, so please check them out. And please don't forget to share this with someone. And I'll see you in the next episode. Keep creating. Peace.